Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. Paul was absolutely sure that the cross of Jesus stood right at the heart of his life and ministry. It was the lens through which Paul saw everything. For him, it was the most wonderful message, communicating God's love and power and the way in which he longs to bring peace into the world. So Paul was determined to make every opportunity to speak about it. However, Paul was more than aware that the message of the cross sounded like nonsense to many people. The Greeks were looking for wisdom. They were very happy to listen to carefully reasoned arguments and to enter into learned debate. But the idea of a man dying at the hands of the Romans, showing that he was totally powerless and completely beaten by his enemies, sounded like foolishness. To the Jews, Jesus' own people, there was a fundamental problem. In Deuteronomy, it was specifically stated that anyone who hung on a tree was cursed by God. It looked to the average Jew that hanging on the cross couldn't possibly be something that God will allow to happen to his own son. The cross, therefore, made belief almost impossible for Jews. Paul was well aware of how foolish and problematic his message appeared, but he didn't try to change it to make it sound acceptable to his hearers. He simply declared that, for those who believe, it is the power and wisdom of God. It turns all our normal thinking upside down, but that's how God works. For those who want to get to the heart of understanding what love is all about, and who want to live lives that are full of God's power, there's only one place to look: to the cross of Jesus Christ. So let me ask you a question. What does the cross mean to you personally? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that when you went to the cross, you showed us the full extent of your love. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.